It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. Well, it may not feel quite like it outside yet, but fall is just about upon us, and for beer lovers, that means Oktoberfest. Joe Alton is with us this morning as we look forward to this year's Oktoberfest. Joe is editor of The Growler, a bi-monthly magazine focusing on craft beer and the community and culture surrounding it. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is handy. Oktoberfest actually starts in September. It's good to be reminded of this.
The Oktoberfest celebrations that happen throughout the world generally start in late September and end in early October. So Joe was telling me before the show that she generally misses all the festivities.
Yeah, this is good to know, because by the time I'm ready to go under a tent and start drinking Oktoberfest beer, I've missed everything.
You've missed everything.
Every year.
This goes back to some fairly arcane history in Munich, I guess, that it was to have to do with a birthday of a prince or something, and it happened in September.
Or a wedding.
A wedding.
The Bavarian Crown Prince Ludwig.
Oh, Ludwig.
He married his bride, Princess Teresa, in 1810, and they threw a two-week-long party, horse races and all sorts of stuff. And actually, funnily enough, beer was not a central part of the celebration, but in Germany and like the rest of us throughout the world, we have added beer to the celebration to make it about beer.
Because of course you should. All right, so now, first of all, Oktoberfest is a kind of beer, and we'll get to that a little bit later, but as the advent of these various celebrations are upon us. Why don't you tell us what's going on here in the Twin Cities?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Literally dozens of events. And we're putting together a blog post for this that you can find attached on you guys' website, I believe, and on growlermag.com/Oktoberfest. They will list out literally dozens, but just to name a few, the German bars in town are obvious ones. Gasthaus Bavarian Hunter in Stillwater, Gasthof Zur, not going to say it, in Northeast Minneapolis has a celebration that lasts September 20th through October 12th, all the weekends, boots of beer and bratwurst and all that kind of stuff. And then even on top of that, there's a St. Paul Oktoberfest at the clubhouse in St. Paul here. The Twin Cities Oktoberfest is at the state fairgrounds. A couple of the breweries have big parties. Shell's does one in New Ulm, and then New Ulm has their own Oktoberfest. And then one of the more fun celebrations, too, is Surly Fest at the Surly Brewery in Brooklyn Park. So tons and tons of great reasons to get outside, be out in the fall, drinking Minnesota beer and partaking in food, music, and all the stuff that we love.
So when do those events actually start, and how long do they last?
Most of them start the weekend of September 20th, and the last one that I have listed here is Shell's Oktoberfest on October 12th.
Okay.
One of the ones that's on September 20th is a new event at New Bohemia in Minneapolis. They've got their first annual Minneapolis Munich Beer Fest. So they have 10 different breweries represented, games, music, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'm sure some of those breweries will be bringing their style, their version of an Oktoberfest.
Okay. So now let's go into what this actually is, because you brought in a beer here with you this morning that is actually specifically an Oktoberfest style of beer.
What
are we drinking here?
Yep. It's
a Märzen
style beer, which is ultimately an adaptation of the Vienna lager that came about sometime in the late 1800s. The styles that we've seen are a little different than the beer they actually pour in Germany for Oktoberfest, but the ones we're used to are this kind of copper-colored, malty, well-balanced, very drinkable beers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you say a sort of adaptation of a Vienna lager. Would that be why I don't feel like I've got a head full of hops when I'm drinking this?
Yeah, I like the L word quite a bit.
Yeah,
definitely. I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's much more balanced. It goes back to, again, some of the malt that they use in the mid-1800s. In Germany, they were spending a lot of time and energy figuring out the brewing process and the science behind beer, and they started to use malts that were a little less dark and a little less potent, mm-hmm, so that the beer could be really nicely balanced and easy to drink.
So, Joe, are there any local brands that people should be watching out for Oktoberfest beers?
Absolutely. We're actually kind of spoiled. There's some of the old heavy hitters in the state, like Summit and Shell's, actually make Oktoberfest or Märzen-style beers that have been awarded Great American Beer Fest medals for the style. So very good examples locally. Surly throws a whole big party around their Surly Fest, which is their take on the brew. There's a lot of other smaller, you know, newer breweries also making them. The Herkimer's been making them for a few years at their brew pub. Lake Superior up in Duluth makes an Oktoberfest. Liftbridge in Stillwater. Harriet has another Oktoberfest, and actually Harriet has another party. They've got their Rauschfest, and they have not only an Oktoberfest that they make, but also a Rausch beer. And a Rausch beer is a German-style smoked lager. that that they have a big party around. Boys in the Barrels are playing music and food trucks and all that stuff too.
Sounds good. Well, we've, like Joe said, we've got an awful lot posted about all those events, all the various Oktoberfest events that are going on around town. You can head over to our website at thecurrent.org and enjoy Oktoberfest when it commences in September. Always good to be reminded of that. Joe, as always, nice to see you. Come back with beer anytime.
Definitely.
Please.
Of course.
Joe Alton of the Growler magazine, which you can find in many, many local brew pubs, bars, eating establishments around town.
Is there any sort of special cheers for Oktoberfest?
Yeah, good question.
Well, there's always the Ziggy Zoggy.
Yeah.
But really, cheers in that part of the world would be Prost.
Prost!
It's 89.3 The Current.